math. I mean, it's sort of a warning to the island's creditors to get ready to take a loss. He is also going to give a speech to the people of Puerto Rico and the legislators today, so that will be what he says.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli, and this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 572 and a quarter, up 13. September, 582 and a quarter, now a half, up 13 and a half. Soft July is 581 and a quarter, up 19. September, 584, now 85 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. July corn, 389 and a half, up 4 and a half. September, 397 and a half, now 3/4, up 5 and a quarter. December, 407 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1008, up 6. September, 991 and a quarter, up 1 and 3/4. November, 987. And it's up 1. July soybean meal, 343.40, up 2.10. July soybean oil, 33.18, down 4. June live cattle, 148.90, up 50. August feeders, 216.97 and a half, down 27 and a half. And July lean hog, 74.65, they are down 80. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
From waterlogged Normal, Illinois, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely wet. But before we get to that topic there, I just want to thank you for the service you've put into the radio there. I don't know if the listeners can really see what you do, but I know you put in tons of hours. You get there before the rooster gets up and study the markets, and just really appreciate the thought and input you've put into it, because a lot of questions come from just headlines, but your questions were in-depth questions to the Ag Outlook meetings that you put on over the years is a tremendous benefit to everyone, even myself. I learned a lot by going to those, and it's quite entertaining and a challenge. I know there's a couple of times we had to fight blizzards to get there, then the ultimate was trying to call AAA out in the middle of nowhere to get a vehicle going for the other day. So yeah. I just want to say thank you, and I really appreciate what you've done, and wish you much success as you move into the future. But to the topic here, wet. It's been wet. It's going to remain wet. Things have changed dramatically here in the last 2 weeks. Talked to our good friend Wayne Nelson, and he sort of passed on one of the Missouri ag organizations or surveyed around and looking at about 35% to 40% of the beans not going to be planted, not yet planted in Missouri, about 5% of the corn. So, if it stays wet in here, it's going to continue to ding the bottom line on the supply-demand balance sheet.
So that brings up the idea that maybe the lows that we saw in corn and soybeans in May and June might be the lows. We might be good lows for harvest lows, even if we come back and approach them again.
Yeah, trade's going to view those as a benchmark to go off of by, especially the end user. They don't have a whole lot of coverage for say on, and so they've been in the mindset here to use some weakness or some harvest pressure or farmer selling to get some coverage on. So they're going to be eager to be buyers back towards those lows. So in order to find support levels, you just do simple retracements back to those lows. And I think it's going to be kind of a sideways higher market here over time. Now, I'm not saying things are going to go sharply higher. You got cash grain to sell. It doesn't mean just hang on forever either. It's going to be kind of one of those markets where both bull and the bear is going to be in there at different times.
It seems to me if you're long in the bin, and a lot of people are corn, it might be time to start thinking about letting something go.
Yeah, we've been encouraging guys to push a little out the door. You know, if you go back and listen to past things we've said, we've recommended, moving stuff and replace with call options. That way, if we run into a weather event, you can recoup something to the upside. Now, that reference made, you know, 2-3 months ago was more maybe a dry pattern, but we have a wet pattern here, and it's sort of the same impact of a bullish kind of positive picture we're seeing here over the near term.
So the question is, how much of a big volatile move has already been baked into the marketplace for tomorrow, one way or another?
As far as tomorrow, it's going to be kind of tricky. We're under the opinion the stocks is going to confirm that we had ample corn stocks around. And then we believe acreage on beans is going to be at the upper end of expectations on ideas that, you know, we saw intentions to put quite a few beans in the ground. Now, how long that impact lasts, we're going to find out real quick. But that should keep a lid on things here today, maybe early in the morning. But once we see those numbers, I think we're going to start going back to the current situation, which is too wet weather.
Do you think that, given the fact that the yearly highs thus far were made like the first week of January, the statistical possibilities are with us that we're going to see higher highs before the year's out?
Well, sooner than the year's out, our good friend Dan Zwicker down in Louisiana, New Orleans, feels we're going to challenge those new yearly highs. 4:30 in the corn and 10:30 in the beans. We're just not that far away from those levels there. So, you know, as long as we keep the funds wanting to cover shorts and the fundamental picture positive in through here, I would not be surprised that we could reach those levels in a short period of time.
So, if you had a mind to before tomorrow, would a put at these higher levels make any sense?
If you have large cash grain holdings, I think so. You know, if you're in a situation where you've not sold any new crop yet, I would believe so. That'd be good money management strategy from a producer's point of view to do that, yes.
Turn your attention then to the outside markets ever so briefly, because it does appear now Greece is on the precipice of just falling off the EU altogether.
That's been in the headlines for quite some time. It should not be a shocker or a surprise. Whether there's a last-minute save program that comes in or something, we'll see. But it's a concern, a serious concern. I don't know if it's going to affect the grain markets a whole lot. Probably what's more of a concern than Greece from an agriculture point of view is China.
Mm-hmm.
Their stock market's down over 22% here for the year. We need to make sure our largest buyers stay liquid versus our smaller buyers.
And their buying program from new crops seems to have dried up some.
That's a concern. We're just not seeing these new crop sales be aggressive as they have been in the past. And the significance of that is China historically has been buying and shipping our beans before February. As soon as harvest takes place, those beans are moved to export locations and they're gone before February, because after you get past the first of the year, focus becomes back to the southern hemisphere. So China needs to come forward here and start buying boatloads of beans here real quick.
What else should we be thinking about this week before we let you go?
Well, it's the dynamic market, you know, one extreme to the other. We get through this afternoon's crop conditions report's going to show deterioration, but then tomorrow's report's going to give some direction. Then we'll focus on the July supply-demand report and, above all, weather. Plugging in some numbers here, when you start filling with acreage and yield, you can take this bean carryout down to 250 million bushels in a hurry. Mm. You can take this corn carryout down to 1.2 billion bushels in a hurry here. So we're in a weather driven market. We were in a supply-driven market here 2 weeks ago. Now we're really, really concerned about the supply.
and at 1.2 in a blink of an eye can go under 1, and then we're talking about Katie bar the door on corn futures.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's, you know, $6-7, but it's definitely going to have to add some premium in here until we see what type of crop here materializes, see if the high ground offsets the low ground, which is going to be awful hard to do.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Have a good one.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: July corn 389.5, up 4.25, now 4.75. December's 407.5, up 5.5. July beans 1007.5, up 5.5, and November 987.5, up 1.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.